They're going to do recording. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We are grateful that we are again together and we're able to join in and for another word of inspiration and for prayer. We're thankful that God has kept us another week and allowed us to join together. We're going to get right into the word of inspiration today, but as always, before we get into the word of inspiration, I want to pray over the word. Father, we thank you. We bless your name for this day. We thank you for another opportunity, God, to share your word, to learn of your word, to learn of your goodness. Father, I pray that you will use me, God, to declare your word, your worth, and your glory. I pray, oh God, that you will speak through me. And as you speak through me, God, that those who will hear this, God, this message, this word of inspiration will not only hear it, but they will receive it and apply it to their lives. And Father, we thank you that you do all things well. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, today's word of inspiration is actually going to be a short series. I'm definitely going to do a part two on next week, and there may be a part three the following week, but it's definitely a 2-week series. And the series is entitled Let Love Lead. Let Love Lead. And what I want to encourage everyone is, if you will, to get a piece of paper and a pen, because towards the end, I'm going to ask a couple of questions that I want you to think about for the next couple of days and just to ponder and to ask yourself and to be honest with yourself as well. So get a pen and piece of paper, and I'm going to ask a couple of questions that I want you to write down, and I want you to think about it and just spend some time with that question and with God concerning the questions that I want to ask you. But as I was preparing for today's word of inspiration, I found a saying, and the author is unknown, but I absolutely love the saying. And it says, "When you let love lead the way, your work and actions are an accurate reflection of your beliefs and who you are." I'm going to say that again. When you let love lead the way, your work and actions are an accurate reflection of your beliefs and who you are. Let's look at 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 20 through 21. 1 John, the 4th chapter, and we're going to look at verses 20 and 21. And I'm going to read it. And it says, "Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen." Verse 21, "And he has given us the command, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister." Now, I want to read that scripture again, but I want to read it from the Message Bible. It reads differently. From the Message Bible, again, 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 through 21 says, "If anyone boasts, I love God, and goes right on hating his brother or sister, thinking nothing of it, he is a liar. If he won't love the person he can see, how can he love the God he can't see? The command we have from Christ is blunt. Loving God includes loving people." That's good. I want to read that message version once again because it's good. Again, that's 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 through 21. It says, "If anyone boasts, I love God, and goes right on hating his brother or sister, thinking nothing of it, he is a liar. If he won't love the person he can see, how can he love the God he can't see? The command we have from Christ is blunt. Loving God includes loving people." That's a good word right there. Now, I also want to share another scripture that many of us who have been in church for a while and we've read this scripture, we've heard this scripture several times, but it's found in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 4 through 8. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. And the word of the Lord reads, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Verse 8 says, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. Notice in this passage of scripture, there are 14 descriptions in these 5 verses concerning love. The word says love is 1, patient, having or showing the capacity of endurance. 2, love is kind. It is considerate. It is helpful. It's a loving person. 3, does not envy. 4, does not boast. 5, is not proud. 6, does not dishonor others. 7, is not self-seeking. 8, is not easily angered. 9, keeps no record of wrong. Ooh, that part right there. 10, does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. 11, always protects. 12, always trust. 13, always hopes. And 14, always perseveres. I like 11 through 14 because there is that word that precedes. It says always, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. So no matter what, it's always there. Love never fails. And today's word of inspiration, as I said, let love lead. Let love lead. A few years ago, I attended a workshop. And I recall where the facilitator said, you are met with the same energy you act out on. You are met with the same energy you are act out on. In other words, when you act out of anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, or jealousy, we will meet with anger. We will be met with bitterness. We will be met with unforgiveness. We will be met with hatred. We will be met with jealousy, or even worse. But when we act out on love, when we act out on kindness, when we act out on forgiveness, we will be met with that same energy. We will be met with love. We will be met with kindness. We will be met with forgiveness. I remember some years ago, there was a particular person that really hurt my feelings. When I say really hurt my feelings, they really hurt my feelings. And because they hurt my feelings, if I can just be transparent, I wanted to get them. I was hurt, I was bitter, and I allowed it to fester. And it infected me in a way that I wanted to retaliate. But then I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit kept on reminding me, Velma, you got to get your heart right. Velma, you got to get it right. You got to change your thought patterns. And then as I prayed, and I even had to fast, I'm being honest, I had to really seek God. I had to really get on my face and get myself together, because what was happening, because I allowed what someone did, what someone said to me, or even about me, to get so much inside of me that I became bitter, I became angry, and I was thinking in my mind, how can I get that person back? Has anybody ever experienced that before? Am I the only person? How can I get them back? But as a Christian, as a minister, that was not pleasing to God, and it was not pleasing for me either. So I had to go before God. God and the Holy Spirit reminded me and said, Velma, you've got to get it together. So what I had to do was I had to fast, and I had to pray, and I had to get myself together. And not only that, after I asked God forgiveness, I had to go to that person as well.
I had to go to that person to get it right. Nothing that I did wrong, but I needed to get that healing. I had to have the healing take place. And part of my healing process was going to that person and letting them know that I forgave them. Was that easy? No, it was not. I'm being honest. But after I did it, can I say that it was refreshing, that I was free? God wants us to allow love to lead. We don't want hatred to lead. We don't want bitterness to lead. We don't want dishonesty to lead, but we want love to lead. And we can choose how we respond. We can choose how we respond when someone says something about us or somebody does something negative. We can choose how we respond. We can either respond in love or we can respond in hatred. We can respond in forgiveness or we can respond in unforgiveness. How are we going to let love lead if we respond in unforgiveness? In order for us to let love lead, we have to respond in forgiveness, not unforgiveness. We have to let love lead. Ephesians 4 and 32 says, "And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Has God forgiven you for anything? You think about what has God forgiven you about lately? Not 5 years ago, not 10 years ago, not 20 years ago, not 50 years ago, but what has God forgiven you just recently? What have you done that you know you had no business doing, but you know that you went before God and he forgave you? We want to make sure that we walk in love and that we walk in forgiveness. We want to let love lead. God wants us to show love to all, no matter who it is. It is imperative that we show love to all. Even if they don't look like you, we have to show love to all. Even if they don't act like you have to show love to all. Even if they don't dress the way that you think they should dress, you need to show love to all. Even though they may not act the way that you want them to act, we have to show love to all. We have to let love lead, even when those who hurt you, we have to allow love to lead. Love lead. Let love lead. Many of us who have been hurt aren't interested in loving them. We're interested in getting them back, but we have to make sure that we let love lead. In life, we're going to get hurt. Our feelings will be offended. Our loved ones will say or do something that would make you want to cut them off of your life forever. Even sometimes, let's just be honest, even our coworkers may get on our nerves, even our husbands and wives or our children. But yet we have to let love lead. And some of us have held on to things for years, for 20 years, for 30 years, and we still are harboring anger. We're still harboring ill will. We're still harboring animosity towards someone. Come on, we have to stop giving someone that much authority over us. Stop giving that person that much power over you. Stop giving the enemy authority over you and let love lead. This is the word of inspiration on today. Again, this is just part one. I just wanted to give an introduction because I was led to share this particular series, Let Love Lead. And there's a reason. I don't know what it is, but I'm trusting God. God wants us to let love lead, no matter what's going on. Remember, we call ourselves Christians. As Christians, we're supposed to be compassionate towards one another. As Christians, we're supposed to be loving towards one another. As Christians, we're supposed to be forgiving towards one another. As Christians, we're supposed to be, yes, even tolerant towards one another. It doesn't mean that we have to be a stepping stone, but we want to make sure that we let love lead. Does not the Bible say, "With loving kindness have I drawn thee"? How can we draw others if we don't let love lead? How can we draw others when we're nasty to one another? How can we draw others when we're disrespectful to one another? How can we draw others when we don't show love towards towards one another. We want to let love lead. So as Christians, when we allow love to lead, then we can draw others in. When we allow love to lead, then we can witness of God's goodness. When we allow love to lead, we can draw others to Christ. Because remember, people are looking at us more so than listening to us. They're watching us. They're listening, and but they're also watching. How are you acting? How are you responding to situations? What is your response? I have to check myself daily, because myself, trust me, it does not always respond properly. I'm being honest. And I think if we're all honest with ourselves, we all don't always respond properly. But it should be our desire that we allow love to lead. And as I close on today's word of inspiration, I'm going to ask you these three questions. And I encourage those of you that were on when we first started to have a pen and paper. And I want to share these three questions with you. And I want you to think about these three questions for the next few days. Only it's just only you can answer these questions. You be honest with yourself. The first question I want to ask is, do you have a wound that you keep reopening and reliving? Do you have a wound that you keep reopening and reliving? If yes, is it making you stuck in life? If yes, is it making you stuck in life? Not just life, but even spiritually. The next question I want you to think about, do you think we ever have the right not to love someone? Ooh. Do you think we ever have the right not to love someone? And the next question I want to ask is, and I want you to think about these things, has your idea of loving others who hurt you changed over the years? Has your idea of loving others who hurt you changed over the years? Why or why not? Why or why not? The scripture tells us over in Lamentations, the third chapter, verses 22 and 23, through the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. Meditate on this verse. It's of the Lord's mercy that you have not been consumed. For his compassion towards you, towards me, are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Let me close with the quote I opened up with. And that quote was, when you let love lead the way, your work and actions are an accurate reflection of your beliefs and who you are. Understand, the Bible instructs us to let love lead. This is the word of inspiration for today. I pray that it has inspired you. I pray that it has blessed you, and we will continue with this particular word of inspiration. Let love lead. On next week, there'll be a part two. There may be a part three, but there's definitely a part two. And I pray that you'll be able to connect on next week as we go a little deeper on let love lead. But as we transfer over now, and as we go into prayer, I just want us just to begin to think on God's goodness, and let's just have a moment of silence, and then we're going to go into prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, once again, we come before you with thanksgiving. We thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you for your love and for your kindness towards us. We thank you for the new mercies that we see every morning because of your love and because of your grace. We thank you, God, that you breathe life into us, filling us with purpose. We thank you, God, for wrapping your arms around us. We thank you for protecting our family unit. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us to come together to hear this word of inspiration and to come together as one family. God, we say thank you. We thank you for every opportunity that you allow us to come together to hear of your goodness, to understand your word and to understand, oh God, what you desire of us. We say thank you. Thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you for never throwing us away, even when we mess up. Thank you for being such a compassionate and forgiving God. God, we say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for shining your love and shining your light upon us, God. Even when we are in a dark place, God, your light always, oh God, outshines the darkness. And God, we say thank you on today. We thank you, oh God, for all that you continue to do. We thank you, oh God, for the fact that we have reasonable health. We thank you, oh God, that we can move around and God, that we can feel, that we can taste, that we can see, oh God. We don't take these things for granted. We say thank you. Thank you, oh God. God, that we didn't have to have someone push us, oh God, from one point to another. We were able to stand up and to walk, God, that we were able to see, that we were able to feel, that we were able to open up our mouths and say thank you. God, we say thank you on today. We don't take any of these things for granted. And God, on today, I say thank you. God, I thank you because you've been mighty good to us, God. God, you've been good to us. When we think of all of your good things, of all the good things that you have done and all the ways that you have made and all the doors that you have opened and even the doors that you have closed, oh God, to protect us. God, we say thank you on today. We thank you, oh God, for Pierce Insurance. We thank you, oh God, for this company. We thank you for every coworker. We thank you, oh God, for our bosses. We thank you for the leadership. We thank you how you lead them and hide and guide them, oh God. We thank you for their examples. God, continue to cover them. Continue to enlighten them. Continue to show them the way, oh God, and how to lead, oh God, who you have put before them, oh God. Continue, oh God, to show them the path, oh God, of righteousness. Continue to show us the path of righteousness, God. Continue to show us how we need to let love lead, oh God. God, help us, Father. Help us to be all that we need to be, Father. Help us to grow in your grace and your power. God, this is my prayer on today. Help us, oh God, to stand on your word over in 1 Corinthians. Love is patient, God. Help us to be patient. Love is kind. Help us to be kind, oh God, to one another, oh God, not just to one another, but to even to strangers, oh God. Love does not envy. Love does not boast, oh God. It is not proud. Father, with that, having a proud spirit is not what you want of us, God, but you want us to have a spirit of kindness and love, God. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, oh God. It is not easily angered, God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will allow love to lead, that even when we get upset, God, that we can still allow love to lead, oh God, that we can be angry, oh God, but we don't have to sin. Your word says be angry, but sin not. So Father, I pray that love will lead, oh God. It keeps no record of wrong, God, that when someone does us wrong, let us not count up the number of times they've done us wrong and see what we can do, oh God, to get them back. Let God help us to let love lead, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoice in the truth. God, may we rejoice in your truth. May we rejoice in your promises. May we rejoice in your word, oh God. It always protects. God, we want love, oh God, to lead and to protect, oh God. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. And Father, we thank you right now because as we let love lead, we know that it will never fail. As we allow love to lead, oh God, as we allow you to lead, oh God, as we allow the Holy Spirit to lead, oh God, we know that it will never fail, oh God. Even when we have challenges in life, oh God, when we let love lead, oh God, we'll be able to handle the challenges because we put you first and we put love first, oh God. So Father, I pray right now for anyone who is listening, oh God, to this prayer. If they're struggling with unforgiveness, if they're struggling, oh God, with bitterness, if they're struggling even with hatred, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will help them, oh God, to let love lead, that you will do what you did for me, oh God, when I was struggling, when I was going through, when God, and even when the times when I didn't even want to hear you, God, you still kept tapping at my heart. And God, I say, thank you. Thank you, oh God. Tap at the hearts of your people who are struggling with letting go. Tap at their hearts, Father, of people who are struggling with unforgiveness. Tap at the hearts, thank you, God, of your people who are struggling right now, Father, and help them to let love lead, God, because it's with the leading of your love that we can draw others to you, Father. May we be a true example before you and before others as we let love lead. This is my prayer on today. And God, if there's anyone who was on this line who was struggling in any situation, I pray, God, that you will strengthen them, that you will touch their hearts, that you will touch their bodies, that you will touch their mind, that you will strengthen their spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you because we know, oh God, that no matter what it is that we may go through, you said in your word, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, God, deliver us out of them all. So, Father, we're trusting you, and I'm trusting you that whatever anyone is going through, oh God, that you will continue to deliver them from it, Father. And Father, we thank you and we praise you that even as we leave, oh God, and even as we hang up this call, that your presence will be with us, that you will help us, oh God, to let love lead, that you will direct us and show us how to let love lead, Father, so that we can lead our family members to you, so that we can lead even strangers to you, so that we can lead, God, our loved ones to you, so that we can lead by example, by allowing love to lead. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.